can see also in the Bible and even in Talmud some examples of appearing of God, when God is appeared to people, and that make them to extreme change over their life immediately. The first example we can see in the Bible, in Book of Exodus, that God appeared to Moses in a burning bush, and then he called him to go back to Egypt and to do his mission to release the Jewish people, the Hebrew men, from the slavery in Egypt, and to talk also to the Jewish people, to tell them about this gospel, about the idea that they should be ready to be released. And actually, for Moses, it wasn't easily, and he had negotiated. He negotiated with God about it, but finally, when they finished conversation, immediately he left to he went to his family, say goodbye to his father-in-law, and went back to Egypt to do his job, and to became actually to do his mission, to be sent of man, of or sent of God, and he did it immediately. And this is example of one person that he actually faced God, like the kind of shape of God. But we can see other example how God appeared to people by sent, and in different kind of levels, very interesting levels. One example is in the Bible, in the Book of Kings, the story of Eliyahu, the prophet, that God told him that he should, and he given some task to do, and one of them is to prepare one man, his name is Elisha ben Shaphat, to prepare him to be to replace him, to be the actually the prophet of the Jewish people, the prophet after him, after his leaving. And and Eliyahu went over the place of Elisha, and he met him on the field, and he was out walking with the oxen, like every simple farmer. He was very busy, and he went to him, and he met him, and he took his coat and he threw it on his shoulders like a clue. And Elisha understood, he realized immediately that this means something important, and he left his job, he left the oxen, and he said, Eliyahu, the prophet, I'm follow you right now, I'm just going to say goodbye, to give a kiss for my parents, and I follow you. And that's what he did. And immediately he became his servant. And then after that he became the prophet after Eliyahu, and he did his mission. And another story we can see in Talmud in a different kind of level of appeared of God. Not directly, but still in a way that shaked the man and make him to and cause him to make a extreme change in his life toward God. So one story is we can see in the Talmud with Rabbi Lezer Dordia. We called him Rabbi, but he was actually he wasn't very far away from to be a rabbi, but just because one story in his last moment of his life, he get the name, he called Rabbi. And this Rabbi Eliezer, he was famous as someone that was very far away from God's words, and he was a sinner, and he used to meet all the time the people, women, they are prostitutes, and that was his job of life, and always he met and he called as a man that as there is no in his area some prostitute that he didn't meet and didn't meet here. And once he heard about someone in the other side of the river, some prostitute, so he said, I want to go to meet her. And in the time that he met her, so she said something like that, even if this Eliezer, he want to turn to God and to repent it, so he will not be accepted. And this statement make shocking Eliezer, and he started to crying, and he started to looking for a way to repent it, to go back to God. And he asked them the heaven, the hearts, the stars, the winds, and different kind of natures, please help me to return back to God. But every one of them, the sun, the moon, the star, the wind, everyone said, I cannot help you. And then he started to crying strongly, and he put his head among his knees, and he crying till he lost his breath. And then appeared a voice, special voice from the heaven, said, Rabbi Eliezer is accepted in your welcome to the heaven, to the entire world. And of this story, said Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that he was called the Rabbi. His name was the Rabbi. In Hebrew is Rabbi. And Rabbi said, there is someone that he received his internal world in one hour. That was happened with Rabbi Eliezer. And even more, that even in this 1 hour that he did, is made all the whole efforts to return to God, even get the nickname of Rabbi, to be a rabbi. And we can see these different kind of levels, how God, the kingdom of God is appealed to people. And it doesn't matter in which way, but I think everyone can find the way to be, to facing God and find his way how to changing his life.